We pray. Lord, give us joy in our salvation. Amen. Last time I spoke to you, I talked about the matter of kicking up your heels. Based on the words of Malachi, we saw that kicking up the heels is a good thing. It's an expression of joy over the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ has released us from the slavery to sin and condemnation. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. And what would make us happier than knowing that we're saved and that this salvation can never be taken away from us? Never. All other circumstances in life that might cause us to be joyful are incomplete and brief. Still, the world always imagines the temporary moments of excitement are of great value. And in order to achieve these moments, they are willing to commit all manner of sin. Well, these people also are kicking up their heels. However, it is not because of the joy of salvation. Rather, it is the momentary exhilaration of sin. This is the time of the year when college students go on spring break. Many of them go to some beach down south and kick up their heels. Alcohol, drugs, sex, trashing of property. These are some of the ways in which they kick up their heels. I think we'll have to admit that there are some times that we find ourselves thinking like unbelievers. The fact of the matter is that every time we give in to temptation, we are at that moment imagining that this little bit of sin is exciting and fun. And then we kick up our heels. Or should I say, we kick out. We kick out at God. We kick at His laws, trying to kick them away from us. When Israel acted like that, God said, "Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing evil upon this people, the fruit of their devices. For to my words they gave no attention, and as for my law, they kick against it." At faculty meeting on Wednesday, it was brought to our attention that some of you have been bringing your cell phones into the classroom, even though you know that this is against the rules. And so you've chosen to kick out against the rules, trying to kick them away from you. Well, in doing so, you realize you're also kicking out against those who make the rules. And you're kicking out against Him who called the faculty to a position of authority over you. And that whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Likewise, at noon on Wednesday, as I was coming back from the seminary, I saw two cars leaving campus. One went on the right side of the tree in the middle of the road. The other car chose to go on the left side and then proceed to try to race the first car in order to get ahead of it. Too far away for me to recognize which cars they were. Kicking up the heels, I guess, kicking out against the speed limit, kicking out against those who are in authority, kicking out against God. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. Maybe I'm making a big deal out of a little thing. Well, where is my exaggeration? Have we not been called by God to supervise this campus and supervise your behavior here? Have we not made rules governing your lives? Have you not violated those rules? Has there been any exaggeration here? Kicking against the rules is indeed kicking against those who make the rules and kicking against the God who sent us here. And that's the way it goes in our lives. For a momentary thrill, for the excitement that comes with going against those in authority, we are ready to sin. We kick up our heels against what we know to be good and right. Well, here then marks the difference between the old Adam and the new man. Both of them are kicking up their heels. But the new man is kicking up his heels in joy over being set free from slavery to sin, free from condemnation to hell. The old Adam is kicking up his heels against the Lord and against his will. Be assured that every time we sin, our old Adam is indeed kicking up his heels. He wants nothing to do with the rules and regulations that God has set up. He wants that momentary exhilaration, the moment of delight that comes from sinning. Until the day that we die, this is going to be true. So it is something that just comes with our daily lives, but we need to be aware of it. We need to have our attention drawn to it. We need to know what is really going on. We should not just simply shrug our shoulders and think, well, these are harmless little pranks of the old Adam, as if one little sin is no big deal. That's exactly what the devil wants you to think. He got Eve to think that. And one little bitty bite of a piece of fruit plunged the entire world into sin, death, and eternal destruction. Every sin is an act of rebellion against God, a kicking up of the heels against Him. We really do need to be aware of this in our daily lives. Be aware of those times when our old Adam is kicking up his heels. Why? So that we can resist him when he does so. Whether you think it's a little thing or a big thing, we need to be resisting him. And if we give in, and we no doubt will, that we follow up with repentance, the seeking of forgiveness, and through that gospel then be strengthened again in our new man. Every time we hear the words, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven," our new man kicks up his heels for joy and is encouraged in his fight against the old Adam. And it is the new man who will be directing our footsteps away from the pathways of sin and onto the pathways of righteousness. Springtime in Wisconsin. A great time to run and jump and kick up your heels. Well, God give us the strength to put down our old Adam, to lift up our new man so that we are found kicking up our heels for joy over our redemption. We pray, even so, O God, strengthen us. Amen. Turn to hymn 207, sing verse 5.